the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
Hello. In the book of Luke in the Bible, we read in the Christmas story, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Great joy, that sounds good, doesn't it? But what does great joy look like? What does it feel like? To help us, we are looking at one of the most beautiful poems, I think, ever written. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. Thank you, Christine, for reading it to us. We know that many passages in Isaiah are connected directly to the birth and life of Jesus. And the joy expressed in this beautiful poem is the same joy the angels shouted and sang about in the fields outside Bethlehem in the middle of the night to a bunch of initially scared but eventually very happy shepherds. It's the same joy because the whole of the Bible is one big story. A love story of how God seeks ordinary people like you and me, all people, the angel said, to join him in a life of loving friendship with him. So let's think about three ways Isaiah describes joy. Firstly, the good news and great joy the angel spoke about is a desert wilderness being turned into the most colourful, luscious garden you have ever seen. I wonder if you know what these are. Have a look. The clue is in the passage. What are these? They're crocus bulbs. And verse 1 and 2 says this, the wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. There was little hope for the people who lived around Bethlehem when Jesus was born. They were in a bad situation. Their nationality was under threat. Their identity was under threat. Their religion was under threat. They had weak, compromised leaders. It wasn't going well. But the angel said, there is great joy because a baby is born. This joy is like turning a dry, dusty desert, a really bad situation, into a beautiful, green, luscious, vibrant garden. Why? Because this baby is the king of the universe and has the power and authority and love and grace to turn this, even if it's planted into a dry, dusty, hopeless desert, into something like these. When something beautiful grows out of the desert, it's a joyful miracle. When people turn from being lost to being found by the king of the universe, who came to us as a baby, is a joyful miracle. Next year, we are going to be looking at this book by Andrew Ollerton, The Bible, A Story That Makes Sense of Life. In this book, Andrew tells us the story of Des, one of his friends. After a difficult upbringing, Des was betrayed by someone he loved just before Christmas, and it broke him completely. Des was in such a dark place, he decided to drink himself into a stupor, and, well, it wasn't going to end well after that. And on the way to buying the drink, he heard the sound of singing and wandered into the back of a church carol service. As he stood at the back, a lady got up and read from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. These words struck Des like rays of hope, like blossoming in the desert. Miraculously, for the very first time, he said, "I felt loved." Des then joined the rest of us followers of Jesus who are joyful, because even though we may walk through the desert where it seems that nothing grows and there is nothing good, the crocus will bloom, the wilderness will blossom, because this baby the angels were singing about is going to put things right. The good news and great joy the angels spoke about is like a dry, dusty desert being turned into the most beautiful, green, luscious garden you have ever seen. It's like this bulb becoming like these flowers, but so much bigger and so much better. The second thing that Isaiah teaches us is the good news and great joy the angel spoke about is feeble hands and knees that give way becoming strong. Verse 3 says, "Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance and divine retribution. He will come to save you." Joy comes from knowing that God will punish bad things. There will be justice. There will be consequences for the bad things we do to each other. And God will save us through Jesus. And this offer is for all people. God is strong. Our joy is in that strength. We all feel weak sometimes, don't we? We all get physically weak. We get emotionally weak. We get morally weak. We all do. But Jesus came to bring us back to God so we can rely on his strength. And his strength actually is really practical. There's a man called Nehemiah in the Bible. He had a really practical job to do. He was a building project manager. Now, some of you watching this do the same job. Nehemiah organized people so things got built, stone by stone, brick by brick. We read in the Bible that one day he said to the builders, "The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Your emotional strength, your moral strength, not just for the big things, but for the everyday building-y type things. When you're at school, when you are cooking, when you are coding, designing, teaching, caring, cleaning, playing, writing emails, God says to you, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. And he did come. This baby the angels are shouting about came to walk beside you in your everyday life, to help you make good decisions, the decisions a loving, just God would have you make. So the second thing is, the good news and great joy the angels spoke about is feeble hands and knees that give way becoming strong. And finally, the third thing is the good news and great joy the angel spoke about is ferocious beasts gone forever. Verse 9 says, "No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there." Now, lots of stories talk about scary beasts, don't they? It's part of being human to be afraid sometimes. I wonder if you know who this is. I have heard this ferocious beast story more than 1,000 times because he's the Gruffalo. If you haven't read The Gruffalo, then I really recommend it. And the thing about The Gruffalo is that actually we find out he's not that scary. But we all, no matter how old we are, have things we get worried about, things we are afraid of, things that eat us up like ravenous beasts. Isaiah tells us that a time is coming when all those worries will disappear because Jesus has changed our hearts and changed the hearts of people around us. We will be safe. Joy means knowing that you are safe. You are safe in God's hands. Neither the Gruffalo, nor death, nor life, nor angels or demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. The good news and great joy the angel spoke about all those years ago on a Bethlehem hillside is ferocious beasts gone forever. At the very end of the poem, we read this: everlasting joy will crown their heads, gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. That does sound good, doesn't it? We could all do with being overtaken with joy and getting as far away as possible from sorrow and sighing. There has been so much sorrow and sighing in 2020. And Isaiah, in this passage, does not promise that sorrow and sighing will disappear straight away. This poem was written over 700 years before Jesus was born. It points forward to the birth of Jesus when the angels came to that Bethlehem hillside, and then forward again to when the risen Lord Jesus will come back to earth. This poem is about people who have put their trust in God, traveling towards a perfect place. And as they travel, knowing the desert will bloom, the feeble and weak will become strong, and ferocious beasts will be gone forever. If you haven't put your trust, your life in the hands of this baby, the King of the universe called Jesus Christ, can I say to you, join us. Join him on the journey. He really wants you to. It's not always easy, but it will end in joy. And we do need great patience at times. Patience and trust in Emmanuel, God with us in the sorrow and the sighing, and with us in the glimpses of joy we get along the way. So when you hear the word joy spoken this Christmas, as it will be many times, I'm sure, remember that because of Jesus, the desert wilderness blossoms, the feeble and weak become strong, and ferocious beasts are gone forever. Your very soul is safe. No wonder the angels sang on that Bethlehem hillside all those years ago. Bless you and see you again soon.